the rest of the story. Dr. Meyer Molinsky and his wife, Betty, were relaxing at home that evening when the phone rang. It was their daughter's boyfriend, Nicky, and his voice crackled with emotion as he said, "Joan's going to get into a lot of trouble." What did Nicky mean? Joan's mother wanted to know, and Nicky said, "Joan, your daughter wants to become a prostitute." Well, Dr. Molinsky's on the other extension by now, but he said he was hardly surprised. He said he had expected this all along. He'd even predicted it. Where was Joan now, mother demanded? At the Midston Hotel downtown, the Midston House Hotel. Well, moments later, the Molinskys are in their car. They're off to the rescue. But this is the rest of the story. Ever since Dr. Molinsky's daughter went into show business, there was trouble in the family. She was obviously untalented, her parents thought. But worse still, she was associated with the wrong sort of people. Show business types. Degenerates, parasites, drug addicts. Surrounding one's self, this is a quote from Dr. Molinsky, surrounding oneself with such lowlifes could lead only to degradation, frustration, and ultimate despondency. He wrote these words to his daughter. He said, "The crowd you're consorting with cannot bring you anything but evil results." End quote. And so, when the Molinskys got the phone call from their daughter's boyfriend that night and heard that the willful girl was planning to become a prostitute, her daddy believed it. Screeching to a stop in front of the Manhattan Hotel where his daughter was staying, the doctor rushed into the lobby, rushed up the stairway to the door of her room, and she opened it. And her father said, "You're coming home with me right now." And he grabbed the girl by the arm. She resisted, but Dr. Molinsky dragged her out into the hallway, dragged her down the stairs. By now, the girl is hysterical. Through a torrent of tears, she is exclaiming that she is 26, she is old enough to know what she wants, and what she wants is a career in show business. Even though the early going was fraught with deprivation and disappointment, she didn't care. Still clutching the girl's arm, Dr. Molinsky stopped, and he turned, and he said, "You have two choices." He said, "You can come home quietly with me right now, or I'll have you committed to Bellevue Mental Hospital tonight." And it was well within his power, he explained, with the cooperation of a couple of doctor friends, it could be done immediately. He could have her committed to Bellevue. And Dr. Molinsky's daughter never doubted it for a second. Her father could and would do such a thing if she did not obey him. And so Joan Molinsky went home with her parents, disheartened and defeated, all because of an idle threat made in the midst of a lover's quarrel. I said an idle threat made in the midst of a lover's quarrel, for Joan had not really intended to become a prostitute. She had only wanted to lash out at her boyfriend, Nicky. She had wanted to worry him, and she sure did. But now she would pay for the angry words and for the lie by leaving her dreams behind. Joan Molinsky never did completely trust her father after that night. But you will be interested to know that she did change her name, and she did go on with a career. She changed her name to Joan Rivers. Now you know the rest of the story.